Hello, friends and colleagues. My name is Steve Keller, and I'm the CEO Chief Strategist for Ivy and Ivy 2. Those are audio branding agencies based in Nashville and Frankfurt. My university degree is in psychology with an emphasis in social psychology, statistics, and research. But on my way to grad school, I was sidetracked by music and wound up in Nashville. I've worked as a commercial music composer, a remix producer, head of A&R for an independent label, and a creative director for a publishing company before moving into the world of marketing and working as a copywriter and brand identity manager. My education and experience merged with the launch of Ivy in 2005 and the subsequent birth of Ivy 2 in Frankfurt in 2009 with my friend and business partner, Uli Reese. You'll find out more about our company by visiting ivyaudiobranding.com. You know, we're really honored that our work for Rittersport made the shortlist for this year's Audio Branding Award. I think two things make it special. First, the brand itself. Rittersport's over 100 years old, and it's still family-owned. Alfred Ritter and his sister, Marley Hopper Ritter, were directly involved with us from the very beginning, all the way through the entire process. They have a passion for the environment, for art, for people, and obviously for chocolate. It personally feels great to work with a brand that inspires you. But the second thing that makes this case special isn't so obvious from a surface review. The Rittersport case is a study in classic audio branding. It illustrates the development of audio branding through the four phases of strategic analysis and design, audio asset creation and procurement, research and testing, and implementation. We continually fine-tune the process, and it works amazingly well. But what really makes this case special was the degree of collaboration between Rittersport, Kohler Rebbe, and Ivy2. There's been a lot of discussion in our discipline about how we navigate the relationships between brands, audio agency, and the brand's advertising agency of record. It's difficult, but the Rittersport case shows what can be accomplished when all the major players in communicating brand identity are present and engaged. We worked as a partner with Kohler Rebbe. They were involved with us from the ground up. They were advocates for us and we for them. And in the end, it helped the brand trust the process and assure that the results of the audio branding work would be implemented. And that means a bigger ROI for Rittersport. That kind of collaboration is beautiful, and we know it's difficult. We've made it a part of the focus of our method, and our work with Rittersport shows that it can happen with amazing results. The topic of relevance comes up a lot in a discussion about audio branding, and for me, relevance is really about meaningfulness. It's one thing to connect audio to a brand. That can happen simply by slapping on an audio logo or creating a jingle or building a playlist. Though we think brands will see a better ROI when they invest not only in asset creation and procurement, but also a clearly defined process of strategic analysis and design and quantitative and qualitative research and testing. But it's another thing altogether to talk about audio branding in the context of the meaning it adds to the brand. In that context, we're not simply giving brands a voice, we're actually teaching them to sing. In the short term, meaning is added when we, as audio agencies, do our job well. When we educate the world, not just clients, but the world, about sound. When we're thorough in our analysis, when we're innovative in our strategy, when we push for creative excellence, when we're always learning, when we're honest about confidence levels we can put into our research and testing. In the long term, the question is really about the extent to which we're moving the needle on adding meaning to the consumer's perception of the brand and how that impacts consumer behavior. And that takes time to measure. It's not simply about what you hear. It's about what you do. It's exciting for brands to hear their voice for the first time, but learning to sing and to sing well takes practice and discipline. It takes patient, consistent application. It requires continually measuring, evaluating, and adapting the audio brand. Without benchmarks, it's difficult to tell the real impact of brand meaning. As audio agencies, we need to be honest in our evaluations, realizing that not all brands are created equal, and that our job isn't about forcing a voice on a brand. Finally, in terms of new trends or developments we're watching, I think the biggest disruptions in the sonic space continue to come from technologies that impact the way audio is delivered and received. Chirp, Sonic Notify, Shazam, Spotify, Pandora, Blipper. These are all fairly recent applications that allow audio to not only be heard, but to be a conduit to actually engage consumers in a way that influences brand perception, shapes purchase intent, and mines data for analytics. Apple even recently applied for a patent for an audio hyperlink feature. Technology challenges us to think of sound from an active rather than a passive perspective. We have to think in terms of UX or UI, user experience or user interface, where sound is actually an experience that is alive and adaptive, connected to our interaction with the brand. I also think there are great opportunities in the field of research, developing new tools for how we measure audio's impact on brand perception and consumer engagement. At IV2, we're especially interested in the topic of ROI. How do we determine the market value of audio branding? Can we develop predictive analytics that allow us to be better cost controllers for the brands we represent and demonstrate real value? Can we help brands build equity and monetize their audio assets, particularly from an intellectual property perspective? That's the stuff that makes me excited to get out of bed every day.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our partners, DigiSky and Voice, and our sponsors, Sonofind, the online music search from Sonotone, Biamp, and Eyeball.